The international community today condemned the military coup in Fiji, with Commonwealth nations saying suspension from the group is now highly likely. Military commander Frank Bainimarama seized control of the country, marking the fourth coup in the Pacific Island nation in just two decades. Catherine Smybert reports.
Tensions came to a climax in Fiji as military chief Frank Bainimarama appeared on national television to say he had assumed executive powers, dismissed the Prime Minister Lysenia Kurasi and placed him under house arrest.
All the ministers from the last government have been given us from tomorrow 1 month to vacate their government quarters and return all government property in their possession.
The move follows days of build-up amid allegations the Prime Minister's government was corrupt and had failed to deal with previous coup attempts.
In particular, the introduction of controversial bills and policies that have divided the nation now and will have very serious consequences to our future generations.
Prime Minister Kurasi denies all the accusations against him.
That's all lies, you know. It's difficult to understand why people believe what's coming from the military.
The Prime Minister now says he will retire from politics and has accused Fiji's military of bringing shame on the country.
Democratic system of government is now under serious threat. I've always been appealing to them that this fight is about a fight for our democracy. 90% of our people believe in democracy. They believe in the rule of law. And this is being violated by the military.
Already earlier, Fiji's president had dissolved the South Pacific Islands Parliament, paving the way for the military to take control in a coup. And Frank Bainimarama said presidential powers would be surrendered sometime soon back to President Ratu Josefa Iloilo, who he expects will appoint a full interim government. Elections to restore democracy will follow sometime after that. I'm Catherine Smybert.